Now some news from the world of sports, and we'll start in Major League Baseball. Mookie Betts had sat out the last three Red Sox games with a sore hamstring. Yesterday, he returned to the lineup and hit a home run for each game he'd missed. Mookie's version of the baseball hat trick, three solo home runs in Boston's 5-4 win over the Kansas City Royals, marks the fourth time in his young career that he's hit three home runs in the same game. And if you want some context for how truly amazing that is, consider that it vaults him past Ted Williams for the most three home run games in Red Sox history. And among the present-day heavy hitters, Mookie now leads the majors in round trippers with 11. And when you look at Betts, you don't see the big hulking frame of an Albert Pujols or even his teammate J.D. Martinez, who also went deep at Fenway yesterday with a two-run blast, his sixth of the year. Mookie looks like what he is, a slender, fleet-footed leadoff hitter. But he's got the same kind of lightning-fast, quick wrists that made a guy named Hank Aaron the greatest home run hitter of all time before the steroid era of baseball threw all the round trip numbers into a tangle of controversy. Mookie can turn on an inside fastball and get it out of the park in a hurry. He's also got the patience to wait out a hanging curveball and get on top of high heat that's even out of the strike zone to launch the long ball, all of which were on display yesterday, and he's still just 25 years old. However, the Red Sox needed pitching help to nail down the win yesterday. One day earlier, Craig Kimbrell had blown his first save of the season, failing to close out the game in the ninth inning with a one-run lead. He was thrown back into that very same situation yesterday, but this time he struck out the side to win it, which included Alex Gordon, the guy who had touched him up for a home run just 24 hours earlier. Drew Pomeranz, who's scuffled in his previous two starts and is coming off the disabled list, had a better outing yesterday. He gave up three runs over six innings of work. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees are nipping at the heels of Boston for first place, still just two games back after a 4-0 win over the Houston Astros, powered by the first career complete game thrown by Luis Severino. Severino went the full nine, scattering just five hits while striking out 10. And Giancarlo Stanton is out of the doldrums that marred the early part of his first season with the Yankees. He went yard twice yesterday, driving in all four Yankee runs as they take two out of three from the defending World Series champions and exact a bit of revenge for the team that knocked them out of last year's American League Championship Series. What made last year's campaign miserable for the New York Mets was injuries, especially to their pitching staff, and the Mets faithful are hoping against hope they are not seeing a return to those troubles. That concern arose when starter Jacob deGrom had to come out of yesterday's game against the Atlanta Braves in the fourth inning with a hyperextended elbow. And once he was out of the way, the Braves feasted on the offerings from the Mets bullpen on their way to a 7-0 win over the Mets. What adds insult to literal injury is that deGrom didn't even hurt himself while pitching. The injury occurred while he was swinging at strike three during an at-bat. Yet another reason why the National League should just wise up and adopt the designator hitter rule already, but I will not be holding my breath. The Minnesota Twins were looking for answers, winners of just one game in their last 12. So they rolled the dice and turned to a rookie, pitcher Fernando Romero, and guess what? It worked. Romero pitched brilliantly in his major league debut, guiding the Twins to a 4-0 win over the Toronto Blue Jays in Minneapolis. Romero went 5 2/3 innings while giving up four hits and three walks, and he struck out five. Now, I know it's a totally different sport, but I wish Boston Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy would turn to a rookie of his own, one that he knows can skate like the wind, shoot like a cannon, and score some much-needed goals. I'm talking about Ryan Donato, son of former Bruin Ted, who was mercurial for the Bruins in the last couple of weeks of the regular season, but has so far seen action in just one playoff game for Boston in the postseason. Well, after the Bruins' ugly, dispiriting 4-1 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 3 of their second-round playoff series in Boston last night, I say it's time to bring the youngster back. The Bruins were sloppy and sluggish out of the gate yesterday. They committed turnovers in their own end, which led to two quick goals by Tampa's Andre Palat in just the first 4 minutes of the game. And just when the Bruins looked like they'd climbed back into the contest on a power play goal by Patrice Bergeron that made it 2-1, Boston gave the two-goal lead right back on another botched defensive assignment near the crease. Now, Donato is a forward, and I'm not saying he's the answer to the Bruins' Keystone Cops routine in their own zone, but the other problem developing for the Bruins is that they're relying way too much on getting scoring from their number one line of Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak. The second line is chipping in a little, but the third and fourth lines have been nearly invisible in this series. and the Bruins really need a spark to get some goals from other players, and I don't see why taking a chance on a dynamic forward like Donato isn't worth a try in Game 4, which is really, other than Game 7, the most pivotal and critical of any series. The Bruins will either be tied up at 2 apiece after Friday night's game, or be down 3-1 heading back to Florida and facing elimination. Time for the black and gold to get bold and put the kid on the ice. Hey, listen, it worked when the Tyler Seguin experiment, getting him off the leash against the Lightning back in 2011, was tried. So why not see if they can strike the Lightning twice? The San Jose Sharks are even, Steven, against the Las Vegas Golden Knights following their 4-0 shutout win at the Shark Tank last night. 34 saves by Martin Jones, his best game of the series so far for San Jose. NBA playoffs, the Utah Jazz watched rookie Donovan Mitchell put back an emphatic slam dunk on a rebound of his own shot. Highlight reel moment in their 116-108 Utah win over the Houston Rockets. Series tied up at 1 game apiece.